Thank you, John. As John indicated, that the first step in this process, this 10-step process, was check up on your financial health. That requires a fair amount of busy work, and what we have today as a presentation is a way to help understand your financial analysis that you do, the information that's on those financial statements, and an objective is to get you thinking about how to use this stuff to communicate with your lender. Probably you're doing a little bit more of that these days than you were a couple of years ago. What you see on the screen right now is the opening page of that financial health program, and I would encourage you to use your full screen toggle button that you see on your screen if you need to blow this up to full screen to make it more readable. We have an introduction page. In this case, just a quick step through this to show you what's available. We have a page where you can enter your own data, and this one we have preloaded with some EWS Farms information for their crop mix. You can enter the crop revenue, the crop expenses, livestock revenue, livestock expenses. EWS Farms doesn't happen to have any livestock. And the taxes and insurance, assets and liabilities. It's a quick way to provide asset and liability information. You have to do this in a little bit more detail with a lender, but this provides a setup and a quick start operation to get you to the financial statements. Now, the financial statements here are a condensed form. This program is called RD Financial and stands for Reader's Digest Condensed Version of Financial Statements. In the upper left-hand corner, you'll see a very condensed form of the balance sheet, assets in the first couple of columns there, and liabilities on the right-hand side of the balance sheet. If you look in the over in the lower right corner of the balance sheet, you'll see a change in equity from beginning to the end of the year, $10,890. And just above that a little ways where you see the operating loan carryover, that operating loan carryover at the end of the year is zero. If we go down below the balance sheet is a cash flow statement. We have our inflows and our outflows on the right-hand side of that, and we have a net cash flow positive $57,831. In the upper right corner, there's an income statement, and again, a condensed form. If we go right to the bottom of that, our net income for this operation was $110,890. And in the bottom portion of that lower right corner is a statement owner equity. That's something that reconciles the other financial statements and helps make sure that the information presented on those other statements is correct. The discrepancy is zero, which gives us a good feeling that, in fact, we have a good set of information and we can trust this financial information going forward. This set of financial statements was prepared by EWS Farms about December of 2008. They do a good job of tracking, monitoring their financial information all the way through the 10 steps that John covered. And in terms of planning, projecting ahead, this is what they thought would happen during that time frame in terms of projecting ahead. Now, in that projection, I've used one of the pop-up menus here in the upper right-hand corner. You can see I've loaded the crop prices and yields. And then down across the bottom of the screen, in December of 2008, what they thought the prices would be for their crop mix here are 575 for corn, or 575 for winter wheat, $4 for corn, and they raise both corn on irrigated and dry land. Their yields there are also shown. That's what they estimated that they would have, which is kind of a long-run average. And those prices and yields then are built into this set of information. December 2008, they thought this projection, they thought was a relatively sound, but we all know what has happened since December of 08. Well, along with the information on the financials, which looks pretty good, if you took this to your lenders, they would, I think, be pretty pleased with that. But your lenders also use some other information. They also use ratios. And the ratios that were calculated using the information on those financial statements are on our ratios tab here on this piece of software. And they're broken up into liquidity, solvency, profitability, repayment capacity, and financial efficiency. We're not going to go through all of those today. But you can see that at least in our starting position here, in our projection from December 2008, all of these ratios look fairly well. Liquidity is really pretty strong. Current ratio is 8.21, solidly in the green. Working capital is about halfway through the yellow range in these red, yellow, and green indicators on the screen kind of give you an idea where that ratio value would be and what the industry thinks those ratios should be. And your lenders use these ratios to evaluate your particular operation, even if you don't. The financial information you bring them, they calculate these ratios and create their own set. I think it's good for us if we can understand these ratios, how they're impacted by changes in the operation, and how the lender is viewing yours. Solvency, the solvency group of ratios are all very solidly in the green. The debt-to-asset ratio is so good that it doesn't even show up on the bottom end of our alert bar here. Profitability, however, is just a little bit on the sketchy side. Rate of return on business equity is in the red. Operating profit margin is in the red. Net business income is in the yellow range. And you can see that's the $110,890. Rate of return on business assets is almost up in the green. But if there was a category of ratios you would worry about, now at least, it would be the profitability group. And repayment capacity looks fairly good also. And I think we'll stop there. The credit, these ratios are combined often into credit scores. And not all banks or lenders use credit scoring. But here's an example of a term loan credit score. And you can see the different ratios that we just looked at are combined in a way to develop an overall score. And the term loan on this one is a score of 150. It gives a ranking of how that information is categorized. And over here in the lower left corner, it gives the term loan credit score solidly in the green and the operating loan credit score solidly in the green also with 1.6. An operating loan credit score information is on its own separate page. That's a brief overview of the financial statements. This is a pretty quick look. When you determine your financial health, you'll probably get into it in much more detail, but the concepts are the same here. And as our starting point of December of 08, well, things didn't turn out like we had planned here. And what we want to do now is start to show you the impacts that many of you have experienced this year if you're a producer. And that is a pretty sharp decline in prices from our expectations back then. Well, to do that, I have a couple of ways of doing this. I can go down here on this 575 and I can just start dragging the cursor down and it'll change the price. But I'm going to go down and change the price to what it was this fall, about this time of year. In this area of the world, wheat was selling for $3.80. Corn was selling for $3.40. So we have to change our price on both dry land corn and wheat. So as we change those, you can see all of that financial information changes instantly, showing the implications of a price decline. Where we used to have a positive cash flow, that's now zero. It's in this particular software, it never gets to be a negative. It's always somebody finances that someplace. And that zero turns into a $32,710 operating loan carryover. The bank financed that decrease in prices. We now have about a minus $80,000 net equity change, and our net income is down to $20,349. Our financial statements are still balanced, so we've got good information in terms of the actual data. It just doesn't look as promising as it did before. Now, obviously, as we change prices, that has an impact on our financial statements, but it also impacts our ratios. The ratio, current ratio fell from 8.2 down to 3.35, but it's still very solidly in the green. And our working capital ratio has slipped a little bit more toward the red range. Solvency ratios are still very good in this operation. Our profitability ratios are starting to look pretty bad. Negative 0.66, minus 2.31, minus 0.02, and net business income is toward the low end of the red. And of course, then our credit scoring, if the bank or the lenders use this kind of a model, our credit scores are no longer solidly in the green. Operating loan credit score is up in the red range, and our term loan credit score is pretty much through that yellow kind of alert level range and heading toward the red. And you can view the information on each of those as we go along. Let's go back to the financial statements a minute. As prices decline throughout the year, this operation happens to be in an area where they've gotten quite a bit of moisture this year. And I think as producers and educators, we have heard what's happening in those industries as we have high moisture years. And this one is no different. So as we struggle with getting crops harvested, I'm going to change the crops to a different yield level. I'm actually going to increase their wheat yield a little bit earlier that they got that done in time, and change those corn yields, which is harvest a little bit later, to 10 bushels less for the irrigated and 30 bushels less for the 10 bushels less for the dry land, 30 bushels less for the irrigated corn. Again, as we change those yields at the bottom of the page, that has an immediate impact on those financials. Our net income now is a minus number, down from a positive 21,000 to about a minus 14,000. Our net equity change is now a minus 113,000, and we now have an operating loan carryover of about $67,000. Again, obviously, as if this came true, we're doing a little bit of what ifs now, those impact our ratios. Our liquidity ratios continue to degrade, but are still, the current ratio is still above our 2.0 level here, and our working capital ratio is almost crept its way into the red. Solvency ratios have degraded. Our profitability ratios are all in the tank. So as you communicate with your lender, you watch this going on your own operation, your lender is watching these numbers in the background. If you're not preparing for them, I think it would help all of us if we can learn to use and understand these to help communicate with the lender. And our term and operating loan credit model scores are also degraded. Kind of heaping a bad situation, making that a little bit worse, is that one of the other things that's happened across the country in the last few months is a reduction in land values, a decrease in an outlook for the profitability of agriculture in the future has caused lenders to decrease land values. Does that reduced profitability gets bid into land prices, which eventually shows up on a balance sheet. Now, in To show that effect on the financial statements, I have entered a ballpark number minus $250,000 as a decrease in land values. That number shows up on the ending balance sheet, but creates a negative $363,000 net equity change from the beginning to the end of the year. Didn't affect our profitability. That's still minus $13,000. But finally, we have this statement owner equity coming into play that this doesn't look right. It's telling us we have a discrepancy at $250,000, and we can alleviate that by decreasing or showing on the statement owner equity our asset valuation change. And this simply keeps us honest. It just says that that wasn't created by the operation of the business. It was a result of the stroke of a pen, and that affects our financial health and condition. That works through the ratios and the credit scoring again. With that, then, we now have kind of a fast forward from December of 08 to the current time period, and the EWS Farms financial condition has degraded significantly. So what do? We have to follow through this 10-step process and start to think about a plan that will help us get through 2010. And I think, Jay, you're going to take over now and continue on this conversation about the tools that are available on this with Risk Navigator, and start that conversation that EWS Farms is having about, okay, now what? So take it away, Jay.